The following program contains strong language, left-wing political comment, an offensive line.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Alles einsteigen, bitte! Türen schließen! Das Blumenpflücken während der Fahrt ist verboten!
State of war would exist between us. This country is at war.
I, your leader, will see you safely through to a better world! And now, a walk in the Black Forest.
Good evening and welcome to 2RRR at 8.5 FM. This is A Walk in the Black Forest, episode 286. Initially, I had a better idea for the intro. It would have worked a lot better. No one was supportive. Let's move on. On tonight's show, Hey Mr. President and Hallery, K-Rudd is in the his house, online Mossad, Heather Mills, and we're looking at figures, pure figures, and the vegans return. A Walk in the Black Forest, this week with a live studio audience. Would have worked so much better if I knew what I was talking about.
Four tracking.
This is a walk in the forest. Oh, might stop that now.
No.
Did you want me to fade?
No.
Just tell me. Give me warning.
All right, I'll play it again.
No. Oh, all right. Here we go. You're back on 2RRR Radio 8.5 FM, bringing you the hits of 1987. That was Ministry with something I can't remember the name of.
And now we cross the Shane Warne.
Now,
can we cross the Shane Warne? Put your hand up if you want to cross the Shane Warne.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Visual gags. Now, this is Walk by Forest, 88.5 FM.
Sorry, hands in the air like you just don't care.
And for those of you who went to look for us on the show last week, we weren't here.
Weren't we?
No, we weren't here last week.
Didn't we do a show last week?
No, last week. I'm not sure where you were.
Oh, that's right. I remember where I was now. I was in the bottom of a bottle, and I don't drink.
Exactly right. It was a bottle of water.
It was.
Tasty, though.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. So, we're back.
You two could have been here.
We're back, and this, of course, is my last show before I depart.
Have the surgery.
Before I depart overseas.
Now,
and
can you tell us exactly where you're going?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't want to.
Are you a secret agent, man?
No, because I reckon I'll be stalked by our plethora.
You wish.
Witness.
You wish.
Well, okay. If I do, then I should tell everyone where I'm going, the names of my hotels, and the flights I'm on.
Go on.
No. Okay. So
he doesn't know yet. You know why?
Why?
Because he's a secret agent. He's undercover.
I don't think he goes overseas at all, actually.
I sit at home.
He drives out to, you know, the back of Burke somewhere.
No, I sit at home.
Sits in a shed.
What, Stanmore?
Sit at home.
Sits in a shed. Pins up, like, maps of the world, postcards that he's received from people who have been there.
And just make it all up.
Pretended you were there.
The one I like is the fact that I actually sit at home, watch my complete collection of Benny Hinn, and I find the Lord for about a month.
Really?
And then after that, it's gone.
It's gone.
But, you know, what that does is that refreshes my faith in man, and refreshes my faith in our Lord Jesus Christ as his way of, you know, bringing...
I'm not even...
What are you holding little Kim for?
Because she let me.
Fair enough. And you need to play the next song because I don't want to play the... iPod of Doom again. It's just, it just doesn't work. Right. Now, on this very program, can I just say, I had the arguably, one of the strangest openings to a week than I've ever had.
So have I.
Have you?
So, but we should bring back what we did this week.
So you become a woman as well. Amazing.
I have.
Stunning.
I
two got, out of three on the one show.
I got
show.
Better, though.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
That's
actually
the third time we've done that joke.
I know.
What happened?
Twice of those are off air.
What happened?
So I turn up to work, and so there's a big sign on my door, over my office, that says, do not enter, you are at risk of death.
Right.
So I thought, well...
On your door?
On the door of my office.
Not in your handwriting?
No, not in my handwriting.
Or your...
Or my printing or any of that sort of stuff. So I go in to my office under fear of death.
And you died?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. But I have been reincarnated.
Well, you're an idiot.
But I'm waiting till next week when Benny Hinn will reincarnate me because I am a follower of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now,
we're going to get to that at some point, Ellie. Is that a link?
I don't know. I just got to keep going back. Yeah. I'm going to dig from the well. Just keep digging from the well.
Digging.
Now,
I don't know what the sign is. You're not going to go off that, are you?
No. Right. So I go into my office.
Is this a Da Vinci Code thing?
It's like a Doctor Who episode, really, isn't it?
No, not at all, actually.
All right.
It's more like Benny Hinn. Now,
excuse me. I'm just going to stop this for a second.
Yeah, sure.
What's your obsession with Benny Hinn, you freak?
We'll find out, apparently.
He's hot. Now,
Link to later in the show.
Now.
Hold on. Quarter hour maintenance. Later on in the show, we'll hear about Pete's Benny Hinn moment.
Yeah, actually, you do.
I'm actually practicing.
Good point. You did it well. Now, my point being, people, is that I went into my office and someone said, look, there's mess in this office. You can't come in. And I'm going, but it's my office.
Right.
And there was just crap, literally crap, all over the floor of my office.
I told you not to let the cows in.
Funnily enough, what it actually was, this is so bizarre. I walk into my office, there's a cat in my office.
Yes!
That has been in my office for the entire weekend.
Oh, no. What did it eat?
Nothing.
Aww.
What it ate probably wasn't the first thought that you had.
No, no. What came out of the other end was right on my keyboard. Right? In the right on the QWERTY.
Was it
on the pink QWERTY?
Was it ones or twos?
It was both.
Was it? I was not.
It was upset.
They don't do the both in the same spot.
No. But
they would have done like whittles on the mouth.
There's both on
and
my
poopsies on the keyboard. They wouldn't do them right on the one
whittles and poopsies.
Well, I could say
whittles.
Well,
I'm not going to say
piss and shit on air, am I?
No, fair enough. Good point.
All right. Whittles on the mouse. Number one's on the mouse. Number two's on the QWERTY.
Yep. Now, the thing was that I wasn't saying it was in the same space. It was all over my office, basically. And the cat had made a nest in my in-tray.
Pete, cats don't make nests.
Well, it...
Did it lay an egg as well?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it did.
Did it try and cover up the QWERTY? The messed up QWERTY?
No, it didn't. So...
How do you know it was a cat? Could have been a dog, because they don't cover them up. They just shit everywhere.
How do I know? It was still in there when I got there.
It's one of those puzzles, you know? The man gets in the elevator, goes up to the 10th floor, and gets off at the 5th floor.
Yep.
And you've got a cat, you've got whoopsies, and you've got whittles. Doesn't necessarily mean the cat did it.
That's true. It could have been me.
It could have been a dog. It could be a different cat.
So, back to the story, and back to something that makes sense. Dude, how you doing?
I was just going to say, I have been told before that you write a whole lot of crap, and now, literally, you actually do.
Good line.
Now, that's my only line for the show. Can
I
leave?
Done. Yeah, sure. You can walk up and leave. It's about 20 past. Now, my point being...
The cat, is that what you're getting to now?
The cat got in,
right.
Made a mess in my office.
It's like a Dr. Seuss
and
story.
Of course, when it was around
the cat
for a week, when it was around, and I'll put a little line on it, it actually wasn't a fully grown cat.
Right.
It was a kitten.
Oh, how did... It was a cute?
It was.
What
for
was
a cat. Lunch. Now,
I knew I'd have to set you up for that.
Thank you. That was a good setup, and I appreciate it. And Richard, so the cat obviously got in through the window, couldn't get back out. Right?
How did it get in through the window?
Laying piddles and whoopsies everywhere.
Yeah, piddles and whoopsies. How did it get through the window?
We don't know. But it had been in there all weekend. Quite scared, as you can imagine.
Well, it can diametrically transform glass and move through it, can it? And
I don't know.
But not the other direction for some
reason.
It
was there. I didn't go up to them and say, oi, you, Mullenhead, why did you get into my office? What are you doing? No, I didn't ask him that.
It would wee in your hard drive.
Probably would have. Definitely would have whoopsied in my hard drive, actually.
So, come on.
So, get in there. I thought, okay, how do I deal with this? It is actually an OH&S risk. You know, cat running around, all that sort of stuff, upset, you know, hissing at people or something. So I ring.
This is hissing?
Hissing at hissing. People.
It's hissing.
Running
hissing.
Around check that. Hissing, hissing at people.
It's come
that's
on.
Definitely
it's
an OH&S risk.
Well, actually, the transmission of saliva potentially could be.
Yeah.
Think about it.
So I ring security.
You're right there? Was that your chair?
I just noticed in a radio studio, I have a creaky chair.
Actually, I'll tell you something really funny in a radio studio. If you're really, really quiet, just bear with us for a second here.
You can hear the aircon.
You see that hiss?
Yeah.
You can hear that through the fucking headphones.
Nice.
The Dolby would get rid of that, though.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. So, back to me. Back to me.
Floor.
Back to me. Yeah. Back to me.
Oh, all right.
Rang security. Security said, not my job.
You rang security to get rid of a cat.
Well, what else am I meant to do? Well,
yeah, it might hiss at people, apparently.
So I ring the RSPCA. The RSPCA say, we actually don't have anything to do with animals. That was the exact line from the RSPCA. We have nothing to do with animals.
You're just making that up.
No, I've got. It's written down on a. I didn't. This was all.
You wrote it down.
No. I actually asked one of my staff to do it because it's called delegation. So
did you actually ring the YMCA and the Indian answered the phone? He passed it to the cowboy and he said, "What are you talking about,
young man?"
At this point,
yep.
I mean, far be it from me to suggest this, because I obviously wasn't there, not understanding of the situation.
Yeah, with it.
But all the people that you talked to at this point, did any of them perhaps suggest open the door?
We tried all that. We did that. It wouldn't come out. Too scared. Totally scared. Caught up behind cupboards.
Even if everyone got in the office.
Yeah.
And said to it quite nicely, the hallway's empty.
I'm working on this. Okay. I'm building.
There's a very simple way to do this.
It's called a... 0.22.
No, it's called a concussion. It's called a concussion grenade.
You don't
chuck at the back of the room. Everything will turn.
22.
Don't you?
That's a shotgun. Yeah.
Okay. Well, technically, it you just destroyed the narrative.
Right. Okay. Oh,
then
okay.
So the narrative is now gone.
Okay.
My whole pitch is all gone.
Feel free to.
You know the fourth wall. We've moved to the seventh. Let's go on.
All right. So my point being, get in there. Couldn't get the cat out. Couldn't do any work. OH&S hazard, all that sort of stuff. Mm. Called RSPCA, they said they don't deal with animals. They said call the council. Council says we don't trap wild animals, we don't trap animals anymore because we're having an argument with the RSPCA. We think it's their job. RSPCA think it's our job.
Who?
So
the police.
This was the council.
The council are arguing with the RSPCA.
Yeah, say about who should
about
catch animals.
Whose job
is to catch animals.
Catch animals.
Yes. So they said ring wires. Now we rang wires and they said, is it a wild animal? No, it's a domesticated cat.
Just say yes.
Has it got one leg?
They said, go back and call the RSPCA. Back to the start of the cycle. Eventually we got through to someone at the council. We actually were told, don't ring Parramatta, even though we're actually in Parramatta Council, don't ring Parramatta Council, ring Blacktown Council. They're probably better. Mm. So we ring Blacktown Council, they say, go and hire a cat trap and catch it that way.
Right.
Cat traps are illegal. Have been for about 15 years. I doubt Kennards still rent them.
Actually,
but we were told to go to Kennards.
Well, I know. There you go.
Well, we certainly were told by the
yes, they definitely are.
Thank you. They're not illegal, obviously.
Well, they definitely are for the period of this story.
I don't know. I just got told they're illegal.
Yeah.
So in the end,
they probably thought they were probably when you were saying cat traps, they probably said, "Oh, they're illegal because of the way the sharp spike comes down through the center of the skull of."
Yeah, fair enough.
Wrong cat trap.
That was a cat trap I was thinking
of. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And the one where there's like a little video camera in there, so I can watch.
That's the one.
That's the cat trap I want.
Dude, when they talk about webcam footage off the internet,
yeah.
Different webcam. Doesn't
involve
cats.
Damn.
So eventually,
I added to my job description the role of cat catcher.
Mm.
I actually did catch the cat. Got it, finally. Mm. Tiny little... Was that a kitten?
Hear that, Pete? I'm stunned. I'm stunned.
I prodded it with the soft end of an umbrella just to get it into an area. No, I didn't actually touch it. I actually wore a pair of elbow-length welding gloves.
Right.
So I didn't actually have to touch this
monstrosity
of nature.
Mm.
Picked it up.
You just happened to have them handy.
I happen to work next to an area that
welder?
Has welding.
Yes.
I believe that.
Now,
I choose, in this entire story...
To believe that?
That's the bit I choose to believe. The fact that Pete has an elbow-length pair of rubber gloves in his office that he just happened to borrow from next door.
That's exactly right. Mm. And they matched the pair of knee-high leather boots that I was also wearing to protect myself entirely... from the dangers of said cat.
Weren't they the ones you picked up in Holland?
They were, and the crotchless panties just happened to just match the ensemble. So...
I'm going to vomit.
Very, very long.
I'm going to vomit.
It's very, very long interest story.
I'm enjoying this 18 minutes.
So the cut and thrust of this story was that we had it in a bin. We put it in a bin so that it wouldn't
That's
get out.
Cruel.
Well, where else are you going to put it?
They're illegal,
well,
you know that.
I've heard that. For the ones with the spikes that go through the, the spine.
Yeah,
they're good. Yeah. So we had two choices. Ring RSPCA, they said, if you bring it here, we'll be putting it down within the hour.
Oh, that's rubbish.
That's what we were told.
You know, that's really bad. When I go to work, as soon as I walk in the door, someone puts me down. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of this kind of meanness.
So one of my I won't say the context under which, but one of the people that happens to be on the same site as me, I took it home
and ate it. They made kebabs out of it.
No. I believe it was black bean sauce.
Very tasty. You wouldn't know, would you?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't have any idea.
I don't care. It was a dog. I'd be owning the dog by now.
So the interesting question is, did you then replace your keyboard or did you wipe it off and then type tonight's material up?
do you want the funny answer or the accurate answer?
Oh, why don't you try that?
I got a whole new keyboard.
Try them in that order.
A whole new keyboard, right. They threw it out.
No worries.
The funny answer is, I don't have one.
You don't have a keyboard.
Right, I don't have an answer either.
I don't even get
got nothing funny. Anyway,
so that's a night show.
That was just, I thought it was a really weird start to the week.
It's very odd, I must admit.
To walk in and have a cat that has got a bit nutso in your office for...
Well, you know that's how I got my cat Macro that I had for 18
what,
years.
What, he nested in your office?
Well, he was nested in the downpipe next to my office. You know that story.
Yeah, I knew that.
Flushed out of the thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's another story. We don't want to talk about cats all night.
No, definitely not.
We've got too much stories about senators' underpants.
The really funny thing was, my week started on a similar note, except in my office, there was a camel.
A walk in the Black Forest.
So anyway,
nothing.
Oh, wow, that was clever. How did I miss that?
I don't know. You just want
to
live it off.
I getting fired next week.
This is Walk Black Forest, Tutu Blair at Airpoint for Home. Check our website, www.walkblackforest.org.
Which has been updated 4 times this week.
I know.
Oh,
there's new shows up there. There's stuff. It's great.
Exciting news in the world of intelligence gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We all know that in the world, we are constantly assaulted, berated, attacked by terrorists every single day. Pete was attacked by a terrorist cat.
It was on the weekend.
Exactly.
I'm trying to work out a way I can make Mujahideen sound like a cat joke, but I couldn't. Think about it. It's hard.
And so you're saying, Abe?
Yeah, no, I don't get that.
It's tough. That's a challenge. If you can do that, write to cat joke as Mujahideen... at warpblackforest.org, and we'll give you a badge. That's cat joke as Mujahideen at warpblackforest.org.
D to spell it.
They can type anything they want.
The story, dude, the story.
All right, yeah, sorry, I was over here. Hi, remember me?
No. And about as many people write to that as Abe as stand-up comedian at warpblackforest.org.
We only got one email out of that.
Did we? I didn't get an email.
No, I was joking. I was just trying to beat it up a bit, make it sound a little bit more...
Yeah. Came from one A. Soleil. He wouldn't mind you on his radio show.
Hey, Soleil. I never did that.
No.
No idea what you're talking about, dude. Okay, so basically, as I said before, we're
intelligence gathering.
Intelligence gathering. Yes. So obviously you fit the description.
Yeah.
Thank you, intelligence man. And we talked before about Pete's secret training as a secret sleeper agent.
Yeah.
He's there inside society at any point.
I'm Jason Bourne.
Are you?
I am.
Fantastic.
I know.
How does the fourth movie end?
I don't know. I've had my memory wiped. How would I know?
Are they making a fourth?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But there's only three! There's no more books left! It's only 3 Ludlum books.
Yeah, so it's not going to be a very good one, obviously.
Yeah.
But so what's it called then?
I'm not too sure. What happens was, he has to go and rescue a princess, right, from a dark lord, and he's got this big castle, and he's got to go in there and get it, and he's befriended by, like, a big hairy
And there's this frog that's sitting on a lily pad.
That's the one!
Yeah.
Chuffing away.
That's it.
That's the one. And this rabbit comes bouncing past. I'm late for a very important date. That kind of
dan,
thing.
Dan, 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 dan. That's exactly right.
Exactly.
All right, so, intelligence gathering.
Can we get back to this now?
I'm leading you back to
intelligence
it.
Intelligence gathering.
I'm running on a... .com.
Yep.
Right. So anyway, it's very important in this world, terrorism, we're constantly being assailed, constantly being attacked. Excitingly enough, now we get an inside view of how to fight terrorism. Because
it's from that webcam that I set up inside the cat trap.
No, that's not terrorism. Well, it could be,
it
technically.
It could be, yes.
Excitingly enough, this week, Mossad have announced to the Israeli Intelligence Service that they are starting their very own blog.
Nice!
Now, yay! Yay!
Mossad, as you may or may not be aware, are the Israeli Intelligence Service.
Yep.
they, like Pete, quite often have sleeper agents and things like that in society.
They like to kill people a lot.
They do.
They would be one of the more vicious of the Secret Services.
Yeah, we just don't tend to hear about it. The interesting thing about Mossad, though, is because you don't hear about them often because they tend to kill civilians.
Mm.
So, you know, they tend not to complain.
Yeah. Just want to make a point there. Yeah. That was Abe.
Yeah, it was Abe.
So if you're listening at home...
Yep. Yep.
That was Abe that said they kill civilians.
He
said that other stuff I said before.
I personally have great support for the Israeli state.
Yes, and not Abe, though.
No, not Abe. But you and I, that was good. That was very professional. You and I are, of course, are big supporters of the State of Israel.
The State of Israel.
And the right of the State of Israel.
The right of the State of Israel to exist over every other country.
Yeah, I agree. Totally. Totally.
What are you guys, the foreign minister?
Yes.
I love it. By the way,
we're talking about him today.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, right.
To maybe move away from that tiny bit.
Yeah.
The new foreign minister was talking
about
the violence. No, I'm not. Talking about
words got out.
He changed the
words got out.
Was talking about
all of a sudden on this big, big screen at Mossad, it says Abe.
Yes. It says Abe. Eddie Semite.
Yeah. Exactly. That's me.
And you know what? The mission details have already gone out. Some guy somewhere.
Yes.
You know?
There's a light flashing up. I can see some cars coming.
Me.
What sort of weaponry does Mossad have?
Uzis.
You'll be able to find out face value, really.
That's right. Me, Abraham Benjamin John, the anti-Semite.
I just hope. Exactly I just right. hope it takes the guy an hour and a half to get here.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You and I are going to be out. Yeah.
And then there's a car chase. We can watch a car chase. Excellent.
How's your car chase go?
How's your car in a car chase? You reckon do some hard cornering?
Oh, I reckon.
Maybe
probably.
Jump some roofs.
At least the first corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So anyway, can I get back to this?
Anyway,
sure.
Mossad.
Richard. Richard just pissed on some of the keyboard.
No, I didn't.
Right over the QWERTY again.
Right. Anyway, this
Mossad.
Blog.
Mossad.
Mossad.
They got a blog.
They got a blog.
Oh, we could check it in the break to see if you're on there.
We can check it in the break.
Can we post a comment?
Yes, we can. He's here.
He's here.
Come and get him. He's there. Any time.
Check our IP address.
So, interestingly enough, what happens is...
No, check our real address.
Yeah. What if they got chat next? He's really here.
Oh, you may.
Kill him. Yeah.
So anyway, basically it's an internet diary that's described here from the BBC. For four of us agents describe what they do in their daily lives. Yep. The agents discuss what sort
what
of...
What is it with you?
I don't know.
Is it yellow? It's an attractive thing
I
for your
it is
face.
Like a bee.
His nose and yellow are naturally attracted to each other.
Like bees.
Can I get rid of that freaking hair because it's annoying me?
Yeah, sure.
Right, thank you very much.
No worries, back to you, Mossad.
Don't do that at home. Talk about things the audience can't see.
Exactly. Mossad blog. They can't see that either, but we'll talk about it.
So let me get this straight.
I had a
I've been trying
once.
To talk about this now for the past 6 minutes.
Yes, exactly right.
Pete told us a stupid cat story for 18, so get over it, right?
And in that 6 minutes, you now have your life tagged by Mossad.
Oh, so you may as well
all
tell
I
us the rest
was,
of it, because it's not going to make a difference.
All I did was tell a stupid cat story that made me get me in some trouble with cat lovers.
And you know what? The RSP will probably...
You are now, like, number one target of Mossad. You're a victor. You're a winner.
Can I just say...
I'm going to put that on your headstone.
Maybe they'll crash with
the
RSPCA as they turn up at the same time.
That's very true.
Right, shut up!
So, Mossad. Good.
Come on! I love being in charge. So, basically, the agents discuss what sort of work they perform. They answer questions sent in, and they answer questions sent in by members of the public.
Thank you.
Right.
Mossad.
Now, basically, this is what they talk about. They go on about this kind of stuff. I'm going to tell you something off the air. I can't talk about it now, but I really need to tell you. Anyway, so this guy came, called Agent Aleph.
Aleph?
Aleph, his name is.
Yep.
He says, we don't work in a basement,
Aleph.
He says.
How about a ride?
My chair seems to be lowering it so automatically.
You sure it's your chair?
Amazing. It's Mossad.
You're getting uncomfortable feelings in your nether regions?
That's good.
Yeah,
I to move my
the scary thing is Richard's one, actually sitting on a stool. Anyway.
One of those.
Yep.
Right, so he goes on to say, we don't get to have flashing blue lights for our cars. We're sitting in traffic jams like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, goes into a whole lot of things. Basically, the idea is to draw people's attention to getting recruited into Mossad.
Yep.
You know, so you can join Mossad. That's basically what it's about. It says here.
It's like a recruiting exercise.
Some of the positions are advertised with a red star, ironically enough, with the slogan, Hot Job.
I'm sure I've seen a site on there. In the US it has that. I don't think it's for Mossad.
Bill Clinton's personal site.
Yeah, possibly.
I'm pretty sure. There is an opportunity to work in what are described as irregular missions.
Yep.
To work in blah, 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 and to acquire a variety of special skills. Now, my question is this, gentlemen.
Yes.
Where can you hide?
What are these agents going
to... shit out the backs, all right. Yeah, yeah. No one ever goes in there.
What are these agents going to write on this blog?
Well, that's an interesting question.
So
do you have any more
description?
I was thinking...
We could look it up in the break.
Put your photo there, perhaps?
What do people usually write on blogs?
So, I was walking down the street, and I thought to myself, she's cute, she won't talk to me, my mother doesn't talk to me, it's not fair. One day, I'll feel like a man. I saw a movie. It was a good movie. And then I killed someone.
What are we going to talk about?
Practicing is...
As Yiddish, that's fantastic. You should write a character for that.
Yes, or not.
So... I saw this man. He looked like an Arab, so I killed him.
So, you know, this is the kind of stuff that... What are they
like
going to write?
Like an Adam.
Arab, you fool.
Oh, Arab.
Now, my question has to be, Mossad...
Well, how about a serious answer, though? I mean, what are they going to put on their blog?
The frick cares?
Mossad.
Being no, can I ask really interesting.
I've got a serious question, though. I thought that the Israelis denied the existence of Mossad.
No. They've got a badge on their uniforms that says Mossad.
Oh, they can't. It's a movie.
True.
Seriously? It's a movie.
Is there a movie called Mossad?
No.
No.
It's called, Zurich or what is it called? Munich or something?
Zurich.
Munich!
I was just curious, because, I mean, obviously there are Secret Service agencies around the world where they deny their existence.
Like the NSA, who don't exist.
Don't they?
But yes, they've got a big office with a whopping great plaque on the front of the front of
National
the
Security Agency.
Don't exist.
It's annoying me.
It's annoying me too. But anyway, so... We'll check actually what's on the Mossad blog.
We will.
During the next break.
Unfortunately, the blog Nothing. Is so secret they haven't given the address.
Oh, that's good.
Oh. You can Google it. That was a new one from Vanessa Amorosi.
I was going to say Delta Goodrum, actually.
Oh, really? It was a duet.
I got nothing.
It was a duet.
It was a duet between Delta Goodrum and Vanessa Amorosi.
Oh.
Anyway, this is Walking My Forest, 2RRR 88.5 FM.
Did you see the Grand Prix over the weekend?
No.
Vanessa Amorosi did the national anthem.
And she came third, which was amazing. I couldn't believe it.
Stunning.
Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, it's just in the middle when she goes, everybody. I don't really remember that verse.
She's become hardcore. She's dropped her pop thing.
Yo, your mother was
and
a mother.
She's got tats. And
who?
She's Vanessa Amorosi. Amorosi, yeah. She's got
Vanessa Amorosi.
Vanessa Kevin. She's
Kevin
got
Ellis, Kevin
Vanessa Cavanossi.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has. She's got tats, so she's hardcore now. Anyone with tats? Hardcore.
Hardcore. I bet it's barbed wire or something like that. Is it barbed wire?
I think it might be a fairy.
A little.
No, I think it's actually some sort of like Indian mystical symbol.
Little Celtic.
That isn't cliche.
I actually believe that she recently had the tattoo of a small kitten nugget.
And a keyboard. Now. Let's talk about.
I find myself.
Shall we talk about K-Rod? Because I want to talk. I want to talk local politics. There's two things this week that have actually drawn
how
my attention.
That?
Number one, I want to talk about the TWT. Just briefly, we haven't talked about the TWT since the
and to fill people
election.
What is the TWT?
TWT is the local.
The local
newspaper of the area here in
the
Weekly Times. And interestingly, I had a quick look at the Weekly Times this week, so I thought there's a new feel.
A new vibe in the TWT.
Well, no, there's a new vibe in the area. There's a new vibe in the area. We have a new local member in Maxine McHugh.
Hmm.
Not a nobody, reasonably well known.
Hmm.
Now, of course, as we know, John Howard had a regular weekly column that he wrote. I think he put personal time and effort into the column.
Yes,
it is.
Every week.
Well, he did that while he wasn't governing the country.
Now, interestingly, Maxine McHugh doesn't have a column.
No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
Well, so, she's a woman.
Well, she's a woman.
Snap. He's whooshing. I hit the microphone again. What's going on? Take it.
Stop it.
Hey,
right
now. Be my guest. Take it.
What?
Feel free. Take it.
Take it?
Take the gag.
Yeah, take the gag.
I've got Pete.
Done. So, excluding that, I'm very interested to know why the local newspaper, which, shall we say, was somewhat enamoured of John Howard.
Dude, it was stuck up his ass.
That's true. The newspaper was.
Ooh, it was.
Kinky. By the way, John Howard, this week that also, they announced the Register of Pecuniary Interests.
Oh, dude.
Which
look,
is,
I've told you. You're a nice guy, but I'm not interested.
So the Register of Pecuniary Interest is the... Is the register that all politicians have to put all their investments in companies, their gifts, and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
What was really interesting today was they had to list John Howard's. Now, John Howard, for some strange reason, during APEC was given a set of personalised golf clubs by George W. Bush.
They're not golf clubs, baby.
Ah. Well, they're personalised.
They're cat killers.
It's got a custom putter.
Oh, look, don't we all?
It's got a custom putter. Mm. And
what's a custom putter? A putter's a putter.
No, it's not.
A custom putter.
How would? When was the last time you played golf?
Oh, 15 years ago.
And what clubs did you use?
Oh, I used a putter.
Hold on, can I just... For the entire round.
No, I used a putter and a 7 and
dude,
a 4. And
it was putt-putt golf, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There we go. Custom putter.
But with
all
the
7,
you can get quite a bit of height out of it.
So actually, John Howard, right to the 13th hole.
John Howard
did a whole lot in one go. It was a hole in one.
John Howard refused.
Oh, don't get upset.
To declare.
To my freaking thing.
No, I'm not getting upset. I'm just keeping the narrative going.
Oh, good.
John Howard kept the golf clubs. He refused to disclose how much they were worth, and he paid the difference between the $750, which is where you have to declare the gift back. So he kept them. What Kevin Rudd got was a bottle of wine.
From George W. Bush.
From George W. Bush. He bought him a bowl of wine.
Rude.
Bowl of wine and some steak.
Well, he was
sauce.
In opposition.
That's true, but he had the...
And he didn't like him.
That's also true.
And it might have been poisoned.
Does
K-Rudd drink it?
No, K-Rudd's a bit of a... He's not a big imbiber.
No, he is a teetotaler.
He's a teetotaler. So he's donated the wine.
He hasn't Labour changed.
I know. Let's bring back Hawke. He was a teetotaler,
20 years and we've gone from...
Hawke was a teetotaler during his entire time as Prime Minister.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, total.
Really?
He gave up the grog in like 1982, and funnily enough, about a week after he got by roll by Keating, he was found paralytic on the floor of a bar.
Even in 1984, with the the America's Cup and everything?
Someone did make a joke that the only alcohol he got was sucking the champagne out of his Australia jacket.
Oh, really?
But generally, no, he didn't. He was completely teetotal between 1983 and 89.
That's pretty good, isn't it? That's good cred.
Yeah, it is good cred
for
Hawke.
Are you saying that?
It's true. Totally true.
I don't believe him either.
I don't believe him either.
I'd swear on the cat's grave.
Yeah,
that'd
have been a whole lot, wouldn't it?
That would have been a whole lot. Now, let's get back to K-Rudd. Now, K-Rudd this week has had an amazing, shall we say, and there was a lot of other pecuniary interest. One was really interesting. A lot of the members have had free flights courtesy of corporations.
Yes. Isn't that nice?
Qantas gave the Joel Fitzgibbon, the member, the Minister for Defence, two bottles of 2002 Grange Hermitage, valued, I think, at around about $900 a bottle. Funnily enough, the reason being is that Defence is Qantas's biggest government client. Now,
really?
Do you give it to Joel just because Joel's your mate?
No,
do you say, Joel, dude, like ya?
Yeah.
Love your work.
You might like some Grange?
Just between
me, Jeff Dixon, CEO of Qantas,
yep.
And you, Minister for Defence, who happens to be our largest government client, I'll just give you the wine.
Mates do that, Pete.
Mates do that.
I know you may find it hard to believe, but mates do that. And when you get one, you'll know.
Interestingly enough, this actually goes two ways. It's very interesting because not only that, but not long before they were kicked out of government, Brendan Nelson actually purchased planes from the US for twice as much as we should have paid for them. So technically, he should be paying the taxpayer about $1 billion.
Nice.
Personally.
But did you know also, because this was the big scare 2 weeks ago, Mark Vail took personal leave from Parliament.
That scared me. I was worried. I didn't know what was going to happen.
Well, without Mark Vail in Parliament, Lord knows what, he could go crazy.
Well, he's the only one controlling Iron Bar, let's be honest.
Not really. No one controls Iron Bar.
No.
So he took 2 weeks of personal leave to go over to, I think, Abu Dhabi? To lobby on behalf of a services company that provides, like, offices to firms that have international businesses and don't want to set up a full office.
From Deputy Prime Minister to office supplies. But he's gone far.
I've heard there's a Stormans job at Officeworks going.
That's awesome.
If he likes his office
but
supplies.
But he's a freaking farmer.
I know.
That's what gets me.
But...
Is he?
That's true.
Well, Nationals.
He's National Party. Ooh. Yep. So...
He's a farmer.
He is a farmer, but this, of course, leads us into the discussion, I think, about Alexander Downer, Peter McGoran, Mark Vail, and Peter Costello.
Mm-hmm.
The four backbenchers that Four backbenchers walked into a bar and said, now, where's the journalist?
Yes.
Oh, none are interested in talking to me. Bugger. Now, these four guys...
Alexander is the biggest waste of space. I can't believe our taxpaying dollars have gone towards his upkeep for so long.
I know. Here's the interesting point. Someone made a point about this on the weekend. Because Andrew Robb, the Liberal sort of... He's now like the sort of party whip, basically told them they
He's a sponge.
They should actually give... a decision when they're going. They should say, that's it, we're going, we're gone, we're finished.
Please leave.
Now, Costello's had a number of job offers, which I believe he has not accepted. Because these...
Though I think he may take that Stormman's job.
At Officeworks, him and Vailey, the standard between the two of them.
You know, who would you pick? Who would you pick? See, you can't pick Costello because he'd be trying to be manager all the time.
You have to be Vailey.
The whole time going, oh, can I be manager?
No, I'd actually put Downer on there because he just didn't.
No, but he wouldn't.
It.
He wouldn't say, can I be manager? He'd be just going, oh, I hope they make me manager.
Yeah, we do do this. So,
you take everyone's word for
Andrew
it.
Andrew Robb says they need to go. Julie Bishop, through her entirely artificial smile, which I think's actually been stitched on. I think she's actually got internal stitching to keep that smile on.
Oh, no, what they've done is they've actually stretched the skin over her fangs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So if they stretch it over, it's a weird kind of smiley thing,
It works for her, though. Now, she basically said that, you know, they should be... They've had long service and they should be allowed to, you know, enjoy being on the backbench. Now, comment made by a liberal, I know, but a comment made by an unnamed liberal, and it was a good point. I thought, because actually you can probably narrow it down. There isn't that many of them left in Parliament.
That's right.
So
one of the 17.
Was those guys would have been expected. Had they won the election to be on the front bench.
Oh, yeah.
To continue the largesse that they've been earning. So why the hell, just because they lost, do they, like, you know, shrug tail and tail between fish-netted legs back to the back bench?
Mm.
You know, it's supreme arrogance that says we will only serve the country and our electorate when we win.
That's right.
And if we don't win, you can all just go and get stuffed.
Mm. And the scariest thing is if that's the attitude of these people, this is the attitude they've always had while they've been in Parliament.
Correct.
So you've got to wonder some of the opportunities we probably missed and some of the things that happened that maybe shouldn't have happened in the time that they were in there.
Totally.
It's fucking scary.
Well, when you think about it, were they ever really committed to being servants of the population?
This actually makes sense. Okay. John Howard said, and is directly quoted as saying, I only govern for the people who vote for me.
Yep.
No one voted for them, so they're not governing for anyone.
That's a good point.
Come
There's
on,
logic
people.
To that.
It's not difficult.
Now, of course, on the same vein, John Howard's been on his speaking tour of the US.
I love it. He speaks on leadership and no one wants him in charge.
Talking at...
I'm actually going to go over there and speak about flying an aeroplane. I have no idea how to fly an aeroplane, but I'm going
to
do it anyway.
He was invited to lunch at the White House. He had lunch with W and with Laura.
Yeah.
And he's been on speaking tour talking to, shall we point out,
golf clubs,
somewhat, well, possibly. I think he's already got a set. He's taken them out for a bit of a run down there to the Western White House.
Oh, Camp David?
No, that's what they call Crawford. His ranch at Crawford's now officially known as the Western White House.
Really?
Yeah, there's a big sign out the front saying the Western White House.
That really is the West Wing.
I know. Well,
boom, boom.
So what happens when Hillary takes the White House? Is she going to make, you know, New York the Eastern White House?
No, but I think what she might do...
She live in New York.
Yeah,
she live in Arkansas.
No, she has to live in New York.
She's
a New York senator.
Yeah, senator,
that's right.
But, of course, I mean, it's okay for Hillary. She'll just basically kowtow to her corporate interests.
Nice. Sure. I'll get back to that in a minute. Now, back to John Howard. So John Howard is basically speaking...
You're a loser,
buddy.
John Howard is talking to a number of conservative think tanks. That's where he's currently.
No.
It's like a euphemism.
Oh, right.
It's not real. It's just a euphemism.
A whole lot of guys get in a room, play cards, and smoke cigars.
And he tells them that 93% of Australians have got it wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. So he goes in there, and this week he went to the Kennedy School of Government. Was the big one he spoke at, the Kennedy School of Government.
It's amazing they let him in.
I think it might be Northwestern University,
actually,
I may be wrong, or it might be Yale. It was Yale.
Kennedy School of Government actually has a fantastic reputation. Unfortunately, when you graduate, you get shot.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That's useful. Mm-hmm. That's quite helpful, too.
It is.
Well, it helps get rid... No, it helps get... It helps... It helps,
no,
keep, it, it helps it, keep the number of Liberals down.
It also keeps...
It's a Liberal cull. Bugger this kangaroo cull in Belconnen. We want the Liberal cull.
Did anyone get the whole Kennedy...
I did. I got it.
Shop thing?
I said Liberal cull. I'm working
got
with
it.
You.
It's called Extend.
And I connected it back to Extend. Peter Garrett, Belconnen, all that stuff.
Belconnen.
What?
The former defence side of Belconnen, where they're having to cull 3,000 kangaroos, which Peter Garrett signed off on.
I understand.
For his environment. Good environment.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
Didn't Bill Collins used to review movies?
He did.
Oh, he did.
Anyway, back to the text. So John Howard's there, and he's saying, right, I'm not going to do my John Howard impersonation because I can't do it. John Howard's basically saying,
what?
Let me just...
You've never had a John Howard impersonation. What do you mean you can't do it?
I can't do a John Howard
impersonation. You've never actually done one. You've never had one.
That's why, because I can't do it.
You can't come out and say, oh, well, I'm not going to do my impersonation. All right. If you haven't got one.
I don't have a John Howard impersonation, so I'll do it in my voice.
Okay.
That's better?
Right.
So John Howard was there going, firstly, they've got it wrong about work choices. The Australian population have got it wrong about work choices. What? That's one. What are you doing?
I'm doing ones with you.
One. He got it wrong about work choices.
Who counts that finger as one? I mean, please, who? Maybe he's left-handed. Or he's missing his pinky.
Yeah. It's his ring finger,
I miss my pinky.
What? It's my ring finger, exactly right. Now, number two is that... This is really annoying. Number two is that... No, you're making me forget my story. Number two is that they've got the apology was wrong.
Right.
Shouldn't do the apology.
Okay.
Number three, they've pointed out that the abolition of payments to carers and... Abolition of payments to carers and all those sort of things is not right.
It's good government policy.
It's good. It's not right.
It shouldn't be doing that.
It's not good
government policy. Because they work for a living. They should earn their own money.
To quote John Howard, Tony Abbott this week said that the Australian population will realise that John Howard's era was the golden age of compassion.
So, okay.
But every week there's a new fantastic quote like that from Tony Abbott.
True.
I'm just gonna rewind that statement.
Yep.
So... taking the money out of schools so they can't have air conditioning and new facilities.
Yep.
Taking the money out of TAFE so you can't train anyone so no one can get a job. Mm-hmm. Taking the money out of disability services, which of course...
And
you
forcing
know,
disability people with serious intellectual and physical disabilities to go back to work.
Sick people, they're just a drain on the system.
Or in fact onto the streets. That's an era of compassion.
That is... No. It's the golden era of compassion. It's the golden era of compassion. Tony Abbott. Great man.
And interestingly enough, Link... Yes. There's a Midnight Oil song, Golden Age.
Yeah, very good, very good.
And there's a Kate Blanchett movie called Elizabeth, the Golden Age.
Wow. And Kate Blanchett is on Kevin Rudd's Committee of Intelligent People to form the 2020 Summit.
Uh-huh. And I had a sex with a donkey once.
A walk in the Black Forest, punching the llama.
Anyway, back to K Rudd. What I was interested.
Someone's stolen our lamp.
I know, but it's down here.
Can you get onto that straight away?
Sure.
Oh, good.
There you go. No problems.
Good.
Just handed Richard a lamp. Another visual gag.
So, the story, K Rudd.
I'll take that away for you.
That's all right. All right.
So, that's K Rudd. Now, K Rudd, he's been a busy man, as we know. The government generally doesn't allow anyone to make a decision unless K Rudd makes the decision. So, he's the decider.
He's the decider. He's definitely the decider.
Edward Woodward was the equaliser.
Edward Woodward. Now, he... What the hell am I saying? Why am I here?
Thank you, Jerome.
Is there any reason why I am
here?
Well,
we've often asked.
I've been asking it for years. So,
they've been asking for it for years.
Yes, exactly. So, part of the reason this whole carers thing blew up was that no one in the government actually had the ability to make a decision because K Rudd was out of the country. He was he was in Papua New Guinea and
Flaccid.
They were flaccid.
We had a flaccid government.
Because he basically controls everything. Everything comes out of Kevin Rudd's office.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's
it's
really...
Everything... You've got to say that very carefully. Everything comes out of K Rudd's office.
Everything comes out of K Rudd's office. Now...
You told me to be nice. I'm being nice.
What's quite interesting?
I've only insulted my
is it Kevin Rudd? Is it Kevin Rudd has actually taken personal responsibility for the discovery of the HMAS Sydney?
Yes,
that is incredible.
It's stunning.
I reckon he had a diving bell.
I was going to say he's been.
And over the weekend, he thought I might just pop off the coast
and try and solve a 60-year-old mystery.
And now,
he did.
You can't fault the man.
No.
He's not the first Australian Prime Minister to start looking. Harold Holt looked.
Harold didn't
really find anything, but Harold was always a trier.
Bob Hawke tried, but he just couldn't get off land.
Yeah, he was in the bottom of a barrel.
Yes,
we might actually see Harold Holt return
a pork
though,
barrel.
Because now he knows if Harold Holt, if we can get the message through that we've found. It.
We might find Harold.
He might find.
K-Rod could find Harold Holt.
He might wash up on Bondi or something.
He might indeed.
Would be the first one to wash up on Bondi.
Yeah. It was great because the Prime Minister of Australia, the political leader of Australia, the titular head of the Australian government, for some strange reason, makes the announcement that they've found HMAS Sydney. Why not perhaps the private consortium that has been having large amounts of government funding for the last 5 years, should they perhaps announce it?
I think
maybe
that's actually
next weekend.
That's actually probably why.
Possibly.
Mm, or yeah, it's government money, and the Defence Department's had a lot to do with it. But on the other hand...
Really, was it the Defence Department that really was doing it?
Oh, no, they had a lot to do with it. They did a lot of the aerial stuff, so a lot of the aerial surveying using sonar and stuff
like that. Let me get this straight. So it sank to the bottom of the ocean.
Yep.
And
they did aerial footage.
The defense forces had a lot to do with finding it on the surface.
So it's good to see that the Air Force are still taking their guidance from the Howard Defense Department.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
They still didn't find Harold Holt.
No, they didn't find Harold Holt.
They will.
K-Rod announced officially that they'd found HMAS Sydney and that they could finally put the mystery to rest. Let the mystery be.
And they found the Cormoran.
And they found the Cormoran, which was the ship that actually sunk the HMAS Sydney, for our international listeners who have no idea what we're talking about.
And it's going to become a war grave, which I think is a great
thing. For our international listeners, the HMAS Sydney was probably one of the last great mysteries of World War II for the Australian Navy. It was sunk off the coast...
Apart from Speer, of course.
Apart from Speer, of course. It was sunk off the West Australian coast by a German ship that had disguised itself as a pocket called the Cormoran, and it went down with all 645 crew on board. Not a single person survived. Mm. Therefore, no one could tell the story.
On the other hand, all the married people swam to shore.
Yeah. But it was a huge,
I get it.
And there was a huge controversy about the negligence or competence thereof of the captain of the ship as to whether he followed orders or whatever else.
You know, it's a little hard if you're being shelled. Just follow orders. Just swim home.
Yeah. Well, it was interesting with the Cormoran. The Cormoran got hulled, and it sunk because I didn't realise this. That the captain called abandoned ship, and then set off 80 mines inside the ship. He had all 80 mines on a time fuse. He set off all 80 mines.
Should he have waited between saying abandoned ship and igniting
and
the
setting
mines?
That,
or was that you just shortened the time period?
I just shortened the time period. Yeah, right. Well, otherwise we could be here for hours explaining the tension.
Well, you can come back in half an hour and you could say, and
but
set off
but there's
mines.
The tension and the you know, they could make a miniseries about it.
They could actually put a cat in there.
Very
too.
Short, though.
They could, and there could be a cat locked in his office.
10 seconds
easily.
It's stunning.
Easily.
So, yes, K-Rod is continuing to drive a frenetic, and I use the word frenetic, pace in solving most of the mysteries of Australia.
You think
you're
going to get another book, The First 120 Days?
I'm looking forward to that, because I think there's many things he could be talking about. I think there are certain things that K-Rod's been doing, certain solutions to problems that K-Rod is still working on. I think there's a couple big ones here. Mm. I'd like to know, why is Russell Crowe? Nothing else. I just want to know. Yeah, why is he?
I don't know.
Why is Russell... And I want that solved.
Yeah, good point.
I think that's really, really important.
Mm. I'd like to know why Heather Mills.
Link.
I reckon we should import Heather Mills into the country.
Why?
Why the hell not?
She's funny enough.
Are we talking about her now?
No, she's a fantastic money earner. If we import her into the country, we can export her to rich men all over the world and get the revenue.
Interestingly, Heather Mills...
All we need is a cut, just 10%.
Okay. Now, Heather Mills was in the Australian News, apart from that, because she's also thrown her support behind the 3,000 kangaroos at the Belconnen Defence
Well,
grounds.
She's hoping to marry
she's
one.
She's obviously never had to live with them.
No. But both Paul McCartney, Chrissy Hynde, of the Pretenders, were all very anti the cull of the kangaroos and were very angry at Peter Garrett for going back on his principles.
Yes, yes.
Look. if you're against killing all animals, you know, as in you wouldn't swat a fly, you know, and you're vegan and all that sort of stuff, then that's fine. I don't mind you saying, you know, save the kangaroos. But, you know, if you're a meat eater, how dare you say save the kangaroos?
Well, I think Chrissy Hynde, funnily enough, isn't a meat eater. I suspect she maybe
funnily
just...
Funnily enough.
I think
funnily
she enough, might have
been but, you know.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I think it's more to do with the way they're being killed.
How are they being killed?
They're being euthanized.
Well, with death?
yes, that's generally the way it's done. Right.
I believe they're being killed with love.
Are they just being baited?
Or
they're being hugged to death.
Are they just being baited?
Death by Care Bears.
No, they're being herded and then euthanized.
Yes, well, basically...
So why is that inhumane?
Well, because they're being poisoned, basically. It's apparently they're saying it's a painful
death.
Well,
no, euthanized. It's a nice neutral way of saying...
Yeah, but it's a nice way of saying...
Comfortable sleep to death, that's what that means.
I believe, though,
they put a little pillow and they give them a little mint.
Yeah, they get the chloroform, they go... Yeah.
That's not nice.
I believe, I'm of the belief here, that the RSPCA is actually supervising the entire cull. Mm. And in fact, there's an element of cruelty leaving them there because there actually isn't enough food or shade for them to actually have a decent life on this site.
It's exactly
overpopulation.
Right. Again, ignore the facts, Pete.
I never ignore the facts.
Not you. not you, them.
Them, they ignore the facts.
That's it, I've got it.
It's a, I mean, it's a hard one. I mean, any of those things are impossible.
We're talking about Heather Mills. Can I just say that on the news today, when she came out of court,
yeah.
Are we going to a break? What? No, we're not going to a break. When she came out, she said, it's a great victory,
yep.
getting the $52 million. Now, stupid me, yep. I thought it would be because maybe she's used to a particular lifestyle and she needs some of the income,
yep.
or she gave away her future, her previous career to marry him, therefore
yep.
deserves some compensation.
Yep.
But no, her line was, this is fantastic because now I can give it all to charity.
You know, now she's actually said that.
Really a...
That's an implied contract. I look forward to seeing her actually giving it all to charity. You know, yes. she was given £2.5 million to buy a house.
Was she?
If they gave me $2.5 million, I'd buy a number of houses.
Yeah.
And then I'd burn them down.
But isn't she also having to look after the baby...
just one of them?
Baby is it Beatrice? Baby Beatrice?
She's the... really?
The kid that they had?
They had a kid.
They had a kid, yeah.
Did they have sex?
They did, I know. It's stunning.
He was one of the many.
I'm trying to think of an appropriate Beatles song at this point, but I just can't.
Let it she be. Loves you, yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Let it be. Oh, just let it be.
I just want to get back to it, though. Anyway, Heather Mills, yes, I don't know much more about the story, actually. I'm pretty bereft.
Oh, I do.
Okay, go for it.
Winding road.
Dun, dun.
No, I'm just going to hobble along. She.
Why isn't my lamp plugged in? I want my lamp plugged in.
$1,500 an hour.
Yep.
That's how much she was paid for being married to him. If you divide the settlement up...
Hold on, let me just work this out. That is $2,500 less an hour than the prostitute that brought down Elliot Spitzer.
That's right.
Stunning.
Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely. She's cheap. By
the way. I tell you what, I'd want a hell of a lot more than $1,500 an hour to stay with Paul McCartney.
But dude, to be quite honest, of course she's cheap.
Especially if he's going to take his clothes off, let me tell you.
Shut, he had one leg.
Yeah.
This is a Welcome Back Forest to 2RRR 88.5 FM. What was that, by the way?
Frequency modulated.
That was Move Along by...
That was the latest punk classic.
By a band called All American Rejects. They're actually very cool.
There we go.
But nonetheless, there you go.
Now,
I've seen the All American Rejects.
Have you? Did you like them live?
No, I didn't like them live.
Do they like you?
They just happened to be playing in a bar that I was in the States.
Really, young man? And what kind of bar was this?
It was a bar where they have alcohol and bands, obviously.
So you went for the alcohol, obviously.
Obviously.
Went for the alcohol, stayed for the band.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly right. I should actually point out, as Abe said, our website's been updated, www.warpblackforest.org. So it's got all the latest show summaries. And as we said, not from this show, which is show 286, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
But from show 287, I'm on the road. So the shows are going to feature me in different parts of the world.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Sitting here sniffing assholes with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
You know, can I swear now?
Waited,
yes.
Can I just...
No, because they'll be listening at home afterwards.
Oh, damn. Damn. Damn!
They won't hear any of the music, though.
Okay. Say poo.
Flatulence. Now, done.
We should actually just say, while they're not here,
yes,
we've been joined by a group of young men.
Oh yeah,
we have. Who are not currently in the room, and they've been watching, you know, the magic of radio.
And, the magic of radio.
You'd have to say, there's probably not a huge amount of magic going on in the room.
No.
And
not really an ideal show to highlight
the magic of radio.
The magic of radio.
I'm somewhat concerned
that we may pass on bad habits.
No. That
help myself.
Really. What are they going to learn?
This is such a highly technical show. It's so complex. It's so well structured. It's so well scripted.
Oh, yes.
And
tell them beforehand, everything we do is wrong.
And you know, we are so attuned with our lines. You wouldn't actually know that we're actually working off, you know, completely written scripts.
Well, we've spent the entire week rehearsing.
We have spent Tia, and it's torturous every week. We do at least, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 hours a week worth of rehearsals.
And we even know what we're about to say, don't we, Pete?
We do. We workshop it. This is a great thing. What happens with the show? Monday, sort of Wednesday, Thursday, we're workshopping.
Yes.
Throwing ideas around.
Workshopping.
Occasionally we bring in things that will help us, you know, get the creative juices flowing. We might bring in, for example...
A bandsaw.
A bandsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Or we might bring in, I don't know, a Buddhist monk.
Yep.
That will help us, you know, find our creative centre. Mm. We frequently burn incense. That helps, I find. It gives us a little bit... So it gives us a cloud. shroud of serenity
Like
in
that.
Order to produce great radio.
Can I just say, before they come back in, because I don't want to talk about them while we're not talking about them, I think it's a great idea. I mean, if people want to approach their school and say, look, I'd like to start a radio station.
Exactly.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, the school's got the dosh to do it, why not?
Democratisation of the airwaves, people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the most important thing.
I mean, we had a radio station when I was in high school, which is back in the 50s.
I had one.
But I wasn't involved in it.
Me and Marconi started one together.
But I never had a radio station at school.
You radio station.
Marconi?
I did.
Did you really?
Hey, him and me. You know, like that. We're in the same gang.
What was the gang?
The Wankers.
That was it.
Yeah, that was better than what I had.
And hence the term we have today.
I know exactly. Exactly.
I was thinking about the vacuum tubes. That's about as far as I got.
Generally, actually. Yeah.
But I'm the vacuum tubes and wankers in the same sentence.
Exactly.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
Anyway, back to the text.
But I don't know how they do it, because, you know, the question is, they couldn't really narrowcast, could they? They'd have to just hook into
the PA.
PA. That's all we did. We did a PA.
That's what we did. School PA. What would that be? Yep. I love to do
I got thrown off air.
It's great.
We got thrown off air.
What for?
Swearing.
Did you actually do it?
Yeah, we had a radio station school. Yeah.
I know we had one too, but I wasn't involved in it.
Yeah, I was involved. Yeah, I ran it.
And the only time
I could run everything.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow, that would have been really interesting. A combined radio station chess club.
No, I wasn't a member of the Chess Club, but I was a member of the Doctor Who fan club.
Oh, right, yeah. Occasionally, there'd be dead air while they're watching Doctor Who.
Welcome back to... Can I say what our major project was in Year 7 in the Doctor Who club? We were going to build a K-9.
Really?
Build our own K-9.
Really?
We got as far as, like, bending the metal into its body shape. Cool. We didn't get any further.
You got as far as getting 2 shoeboxes from Mum?
No. It was only 1 shoebox from Mum, and the other was from Aunt Dolores.
I think it's fantastic that bent the metal into shape, considering K-9 was actually, angular.
That's what I mean, bend it into, that's the one. I was also, of course, the person who ran the blue light discos at school.
That one I knew.
From 1983 through to 1985, I ran 4 blue light discos that raised a reasonable amount of money for charity.
Mm. But people got sick and tired of dancing to Doctor Who.
Hey,
the Star Dudes.
Exactly right.
And instead, they started dancing to Star Trek.
Yes.
I think it would be a shame if that they weren't able to hook into the.
I think so.
The PA.
Oh, you've got to hook into the PA.
Because I'm sure the staff don't really understand the technology.
But you know the other cool thing they should play with? They should play with the idea of podcasting it. Yeah, because that's
a better idea.
See, that's the sort of thing
the CD case, you fool.
They could look at the idea of podcasting. Can I also just quickly point out about my disco?
Really,
can I just point out about my disco again? There were 3 really cool things about my discos that I ran.
Oh, that's good.
Number one, we had a guest DJ. And it was Ian Rawlings from Sons and Daughters.
Oh, no.
Do you remember he played the...
Whether to say... You ran a disco or you ran a blue light disco? Because I think blue light discos have gone past that nerdy and are almost cool.
Knows what it is. I used it. I'm doing this thing at work where I'm asking people to come up with some strategies.
And
to
your new blue light disco.
I invented 3 products. One was like a fake energy drink. One was like a new radio show. Mm. And the other... was a blue light disco, and they just had. I said, disco run for young school kids in a safe environment called a blue light disco. No, mate, any idea what it was?
You know, it's interesting.
It's completely vanished. It's a term that has disappeared.
Now, whereas you ran a blue light disco for years, I ran a red light disco, the lube was a flowing.
Exactly. The second interesting one was I had a riot at my 4th disco. We actually had a riot.
Really?
Yeah, the
horses.
The kids went nuts. There were 2 things the kids went nuts did. One,
they kicked over all the chessboards.
Close.
Too much red cordial.
They picked up the McDonald's cordial dispenser and threw it all over the floor.
And they stood on the half-bent canine.
Exactly right. And the other thing they did was they got 7-inch singles, most of which were cool indie singles, and threw them straight into the spinning ceiling fan.
I did that with protractors. Don't do this at home, kids.
Yes, don't do that at home. Yes, ching. Exactly right. So then I just moved into doing bands.
Yes.
And after that, you know, once you have the dynamic hypnotics at your school, there's no going back.
You're just retarded.
Because there's a soul kind of feeling. Now we're showing your age.
Touch me, Abe.
Not again, I know where that finger's been.
Put it out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to bring back the segment that everyone in America loves.
Mossad.
Hey, Mr. President.
It's a time for action.
This is the story of Governor Mitt Romney.
Go, 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 Obama, Obama, oh! Go, 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 Obama, Obama.
Hey, hey, hey!
Now,
on, son?
Now, I've just got to say one big thing.
Sorry, tell us about
my girl's back! My girl's back! Oh, yeah, Hillary's back in the race. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
I'm gonna
what
give
race would that be?
The race to see how much money she can earn from corporate interest, which she has to pay back when she gets in, like her husband.
As opposed to, shall we say, earning like money and organisation from a rather crazy preacher?
And?
Have you heard the I'm going to kick in Obama.
All the other stories, Pete. I mean, both sides have got the negatives, you know.
No, but this is an interesting one.
Yeah, but Obama, he's got a vision, you see. Obama, come on, he's got a vision. Give him a vision.
Everyone's got a vision.
Blind people don't. Okay. Ray Charles would be a
terrible
president.
They do. They've got a vision. They've got an internal vision.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Inner vision.
They may even have a television. Yeah. You can turn the sound up. You don't
it's
have
the drug
to
of the nation.
The
Free
ignorance.
It's
skate brands.
Now, my point being about Obama. Look, I have stood on my ground for now almost a year. We've been talking
solid
about immigration.
Rock, standing on
Obama's ground. Now, I do not believe the man has a vision. It is all media hype. There is nothing behind him. There's no vision. There's no... There's nothing there.
Show me some
it's
concrete
hype.
Evidence.
It's hype.
No, he's using...
Okay. Someone did it. Someone.
Well, we haven't contextualised yet. We're talking about the US presidential election here.
Yes.
So, Barack Obama and Hillary are currently running...
Neck and neck.
For the well, so to speak.
They're not neck and neck.
Only
about two-thirds to a third.
That's 100 delegates. That's it.
He's ahead by like 100 delegates and that's it.
It's 170.
That's not... That's like a tenth and a ninth.
It's 170.
All Bill Clinton has to do is pull out his little black book, baby. She's home. So, interestingly enough, my conjecture is that I believe Obama has a different vision for America, which I think is healthy.
Yeah.
Personally, I believe that his policies are different. They're angled at a more open America, depending on who his running mate will be. And my concern is that Hillary Clinton will go back to the days of Bill Clinton, and her running mate is a very conservative, or will be a very conservative, U.S. military general who really just wants to continue the war. That's where I'm coming from.
Interesting you should say that, because I'm assuming you're talking about Wesley Clark.
I am.
Who's opposed to the war?
Yeah, well... The speeches he gave...
Yeah.
Look at the
smirk. You should see the smirk on Pete's face.
The speeches...
His face is red as a beetroot with a smirk from ear to ear.
The speeches he's given...
That's because I'm on smack.
Well, there's that too.
Ow! But, you
know, ow.
The speeches he's given more... He's been backing away from his anti-war stance.
Has he
really?
More recently.
Yeah. How does he do that?
It's like a... Now look at the... Slowly, generally.
Yeah. What's his anti-war stance? Is that like...
No, he's got to be careful because of a colostomy
bag. No, that's his riding horse stance.
He's riding,
he's like 78 years old.
What's now, he getting off horse
Wesley stand? Clark? No, he's not.
Okay. Yeah. He's a retired US general.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them. Now, okay, look, I go back to some media analysis done of Barack Obama.
I'm aware that she's completely corrupt.
A lot of people have got open minds.
Exactly. Now, there's some media analysis done in the United States a couple of weeks ago.
Was there really? Some media analysis? That's great, Pete.
By academics.
Tell us about the media
real academics as opposed to like these practical... as opposed to these practical hard-nosed industry specialists.
Yeah, I was very surprised.
Bugger them.
In the US, they did some media analysis the other day. It was fantastic.
On the BBC?
That's not the
BBC. Yeah, no, Howard, welcome to the BBC.
No, the Americans, they like to use British accents on their radio, on their television shows.
Anderson Cooper doesn't have a British accent.
What about So You Think You Can Dance? What about American Idol?
Wolf, Donner and Blitzen doesn't have an American accent.
Who?
Wolf, Donner and Blitzen.
Who's he?
Wolf Blitzer!
Wolf Blitzer!
Wolf Blitzer!
Wolf Donner and Blitzen. When have we started calling him that?
I just started that one.
I don't know. Really? You really need to give me the inside line. Before
two or three weeks ago, we did talk about Donner and Blitzen.
I believe that actually was the term used.
Well, thank you very much. So, yes, and to you, and not to you, because you're agreeing with me. Thank you. Now, this show is so full of visual gags. We so need a camera in this studio. I'll have to pull one out of the cat trap and
you
put it in here.
You filmed a thing once, didn't you?
I did.
Put on the internet.
Which is available at archive.org.
The interwebs.
If you look up archive.org and type Wolf Black Forest in there, you'll find all our shows, but you'll also find all the video footage
from there.
I've freaking seen it.
Go watch yourself, exactly.
Abe's being funny. Well,
knock yourself out.
On camera. It's
put
proof.
The blinds down, turn the lights out, watch yourself.
That's hard.
Anyway. So, back to this media analysis.
The media analysis.
Thank you very much. Now, this media analysis...
Because the BBC scream at everything. You'll
never get what they actually did with this media analysis. They analysed the media.
They did. I heard that. Yes. What did they find?
It was an interesting twist of media analysis. They analysed the media and came up with some things.
And then they found the media... was in analysis.
Was being analysed.
Analysed, yes.
Meanwhile,
you are so butchering the Queen's English.
I am.
Now, back...
Meanwhile,
back...
Back at the show.
The media analysis...
During the meanwhile.
The media analysis basically said that when Barack Obama was doing his speeches, over 80% contained nothing but lines, like glib lines.
Which is
there was less than 20% real policy content. Mm-hmm. When they did that to Hillary Clinton, it actually was almost completely the opposite way around. 80% of what she was saying was about what she would intend to do. All Obama talks about is, we need change, we're bringing change. Well, what the flying Fruit Loop is the change? What is he going to change to? Is he going to change from wearing a suit to a tutu? I don't know. What is the change?
He might.
Explain it to me, number one A-grade Barack Obama supporter.
Well, number one, Hillary's already gone through the change, so let's just leave that alone.
Can I say, this is exactly why...
Who said she's not lying?
Is this exactly...
A politician lying?
Shush.
No! Doesn't happen.
This is
stop
exactly
in the name of love.
Yeah, right,
before you break my heart, thinking over. Oh, sorry.
again,
this is gay. This is why McCain will do it again. You know why? Because of this.
Yeah, you're
this
right. No, I agree with you. I said this last week.
The Conservatives will get back in.
I said this 2 weeks ago.
I didn't think so.
This damage that the Democrats are
it's
doing
because
to each other.
Of the disparate parties that we have on the left, and is the inherent problem with them getting into Parliament again. Parliament? Did I say Parliament?
Into Parliament.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to I 100% agree with you because ultimately, that's why I think both Obama and Hillary have actually said they're going to put an end to this fighting. You know, there was the whole Geraldine Ferraro.
Yes, they said that this week, didn't they?
They did.
Who knows what they might say next week?
But
I think Hillary will come out and say that she's blacker than he is, and he'll come out and say that she can't be blacker than he is because even though Bill Clinton was the white black American president, he's still going to be the first American black president, and she's got no idea.
And he'd then say, "Don't go there, girlfriend."
Exactly, something like that. And then he'll get Oprah to come up and go.
Exactly right. Well, Oprah is one of his big supporters.
That's what Oprah does.
Yeah, she does.
That's
why
I said it, you fool.
Yeah. Now,
how does she do? Can I learn that? What, so you cross first?
It's right, left.
Right, left, back.
Why are you analysing Oprah's finger snaps?
It's better than looking ahead.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, the other week we went into analysis of Oprah's
finger snaps. Now,
and what we found out was that she actually snaps her fingers.
Left, then right, then up and down.
Yes.
And apparently she's stoinking Dr. Phil.
So you said months ago.
Yes.
And that story still hasn't broken.
Now, I want to know how many people know about that, because I had an opportunity last Friday night to use that as a gag, and I balked at it because I didn't know how many people would
Not many
it.
People know about it. Oprah has left Stedman.
She has left Stedman.
And Dr. Phil has, I think, admitted that there was an affair... or some sort of scandal.
Like, it was a dalliance.
I'm not going to put quotes on it because he'll sue my arsehole.
Exactly.
So, but there were rumours in the press about some sort of dalliance.
But Abe could say it because he's going to be dead in an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't matter. Moth had to come in and knock on my door. By the way, if I skid off the road and have a fiery death,
Pete can panel next
week.
I'll
do that for
you. No, you're not here. I'll panel.
You'll paddle. I'll paddle. Yeah. And we'll get the audience to help.
Yes.
There we go.
Well, we have new recruits.
We have new recruits, exactly.
They want you.
Now,
want you.
Back to the
idea. Moss ad, strangely.
Yes.
Now, back to what was I talking about? Hillary and Barack.
Oh, you're
Barack.
Telling me about how much you love freaking Hillary.
No, no, no. My point being that ultimately, what Richard said
what?
Is actually quite...
Sweary word.
I said frickin'.
Okay, that's right.
Ultimately, girl. What Richard says actually yeah, quite a dangerous issue, because McCain is now appearing like the statesman. Bush has actually said, dude, you're it. And has
he actually said that. Dude, you're totally it, man.
Well, did you see him tap dance before McCain arrived? No, he was waiting for the press, so he just did this tap dance. Such a dork.
Dude, he deserves something again.
George Bush as world surfing champion, done by Abe. The curtain is yours.
What was the one you did the other week?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
so, talk about the surge in surf terms.
My concern...
Because that is a surf term, surge. It's a surge.
My concern with this is McCain is actually...
It's than, like, the surge, but, like, you know, like I don't, what's the big beach in Hawaii? I can't even remember now. At sunset, dude.
Hawaii. So, Kauai, my concern is that not only is McCain going to... He's going to basically form a wedge.
Yeah.
Maybe a wedge with some sour cream and some, you know, sweet chili sauce. But nonetheless,
a
McCain wedge.
I actually prefer a chalk wedge.
Yes, I like to see a little
remember
wedge,
chalk wedges?
You know, wedges?
I like chalk wedges.
You know, wedges.
Yeah, no, I like chalk
French
wedge.
Fries.
Chalk wedge.
Yeah. They're making a chip thing.
No, because what he did this week, McCain did a surprise tour of Iraq.
Like, dude, I'm totally home.
I'm in Baghdad.
He can.
Where's the break?
Dude.
Or the point break, as the case may be.
Would you stop it with this Patrick Swayze obsession?
Oh, no, it's quite scary. Now, McCain turns up there looking like a leader.
No one puts baby in the corner.
But there was a very interesting story I saw during the week. They showed...
We did some immediate analysis.
No, there was an interesting story during the week.
Richard's accent.
They compared the arrival
of... We found out that 80% of Richard's accents are non-repeatable.
Is British the other part?
Yes.
For some strange reason, is Lithuanian.
Yes.
We're not sure where it comes from or why.
Yes.
Born of British and Lithuanian parents and an uncle from Scandinavia.
Excellent. Now,
not for the first time in either of your lives, a woman is currently waiting for you.
Oh, really?
Yes, nice.
Yes. Now, so that you know. See, this woman's putting up with your stuff while you finish.
Nice. Can I get back to it now?
Is that me? What?
I have no idea.
Don't you? Oh, good.
Back to the text. So McCain's there, and there was an interesting story with McCain turning up, and as Bush did, turned up in a flak jacket, the helmets. Howard basically had to be escorted by burly security guards, people carrying guns, Mission accomplished, all that sort of stuff. So when the president of Iran, considered to be, I would argue, a mortal enemy, in Iraq.
Yes, because he wants to have nuclear power in his country.
Yeah,
he can't actually have nuclear weapons.
How many people died during the various Iran-Iraq wars in the last, say, 20 or 30 years?
A million or so.
A million or so.
You could probably talk to your buddies.
So
which buddies?
Maybe they could do something.
They're not talking to me anymore.
Not really.
I rang them before and there was... The story that I saw went
like this. So, George Bush, defender of freedom, the man who's made Iraq a safe place, brought democracy to the Middle East, freed the Iraqi people from tyranny and oppression.
Well, he's killed half
yada, yada,
of them, so
all
he's
that sort
just
of stuff.
Liberated the other half.
Yep, so he has to turn up there as the liberator, as the freedom fighter, as the man who's bought, who should be loved, in a flak jacket and helmet.
That's right.
Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, the country that they've been at war with terminally for probably 50 years, enemy of the Iraq state, turns up in his lounge suit.
He walks, actually, and
walked from the airport then into the area outside, not in a green zone, out into the street, and was hugged by people.
I'm actually surprised, because last time I saw him mingling with the people, he was wearing a muumuu, and I know, look, that's a risky move fashion-wise.
What's a muumuu?
It's like a kaftan thing.
All right. Why don't you say kaftan?
Because muumuu is such a funnier word to say.
Because muumuu seems funny.
And try that with your half, your 80% British and 20% Lithuanian accent. Go on, give that a try. Say muumuu.
Oh, yes.
It was a
80% of muumuus we studied were kaftans.
There we go. See, it sounds so much better when you say it like that. He's just giving you the line. You got a headache, dude.
So
it looks like your head's going to explode.
When?
Right now? No, once that timer ticks to zero.
A actually, it's funny. I was with this guy before, and he came. He comes. He goes, I'm going to put this thing on your head. It's going to go tick tick. Then it's going to blow up.
Since when is he South African? When was South African? West Africa part of my?
Excuse me. My accent was at least closer than his.
It's a South African branch.
This comes from the man whose accent branch. Often changes the four times.
Don't talk to me like that, or I'll kick your ass.
The man who invented one of the very first Russian French. Yeah.
Who was Russian French?
Yeah, no, Russian German.
It was a German who became a Russian.
Yes. And if you want to hear that, it's not available.
It's not available, so get stuffed.
Yeah. But we could put it up, right?
So are we over this thing?
Yeah,
I'm done. Am I finishing?
And all I gotta say is, go girl, Hillary's back in the race. Woohoo! Go for Pennsylvania. What's the next race?
What?
It's the next race.
All right, okay, yeah.
It's the next race, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, is this good. Like the Amazing Race? Is Phil going to be there?
That's
the
exactly it.
I love the Amazing Race. Is it Phil or Bob?
I hate
congratulations,
it.
You're last to arrive.
What? Oh.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
So anyway, it's interesting. This week you would have seen...
You're free, and freedom
yes,
is beautiful.
Yes, you so are. You know, freedom is beautiful.
Freedom is beautiful. I love freedom.
Freedom is beautiful. You're free.
You're free.
You're free.
Yo, free.
Yo, free.
Yo, free.
Free. High five.
Yo.
Don't touch him.
I know.
Don't touch him.
I heard him sing before. It was just not good. Particularly right. Stop in the Name of Love.
Give us a time call, Pete.
Yeah.
I've got 5 minutes to go, you fools.
Right, okay, good.
So, interestingly enough,
yes.
You would have seen...
Let us be the judge.
You would have seen the Chinese this week.
Yes, I did, from a distance.
Killing Tibetans.
Many of them.
Many
they
of them.
They were in... Tibet. They were also in Martin Place today.
They were, and the Chinese had a lot of trouble. Their snipers had to shoot a very long way,
and
but they got
did.
400 tried to storm the Chinese embassy in The Hague.
Really?
Yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
They weren't the same guys.
Did you we have a reporter or was on the spot? Was
she was there. She
wow,
saw it.
Wow, nice. Yeah.
Funnily enough, they were, shall we say, politely moved back.
Yes. Like it wasn't Germany.
With shields.
Interesting,
though, of course, there was a great image that came out of the papers today, and horrendous image of a Chinese soldier with a bamboo, what are they called, swatch or...
Truncheon?
No, it was one of those really long,
gun?
Thin sticks.
Sword.
Swatches or something like that, whatever they're called.
Ganja.
Beating...
Bamboo
beating,
stick.
That's close. Beating... A monk.
A very
yep.
long
just beating
trucker.
The shit out of a monk.
That's
a very
do.
Big chopstick.
That's
yes.
what they do. That's why they wear the orange robes. You can't see it so well.
A match that's overgrown.
True. And they're orange and red too.
Oh, yeah. It's
handy, so the
that.
Blood just...
A hockey stick without nice. The end on it.
I believe it was a big stick.
It was a big stick.
So anyway, apparently they're saying that the... it looks like the Chinese killed...
Stunning image.
Killed, Chinese killed 13 people, peaceful rioters who were throwing stones. But nonetheless, peaceful rioters in the town of Lhasa, they
the
also killed...
Peaceful rioting terrorists.
Which is, funnily enough, the spiritual home...
Of terrorism.
Of Tibet. It's like, it's the most holy city in Tibet, is Lhasa.
Also,
Lhasa.
It's interesting because they killed a number of prawns in Lhasa, but they had nothing to do with Lhasa
nothing
or the Tibetans.
At all.
Nothing at all.
So anyway, the Chinese are currently blaming the Dalai Lama.
Yep.
Basically, the Dalai Lama caused this violence. Now, little
he's like Osama bin Laden.
He is.
He is.
He's
like
totally
without
is.
Hair. He's a lot easier to spot.
Yeah.
He shines in the sun. Trust me, I know. So anyway,
he is the culmination of all evil. I'd argue. I think he's actually. I think he's probably one of the most evil men ever in history.
I mean, for starters, he hides in the mountains.
He does. And then, I mean.
And
what's with those robes? What's with those robes?
What's with those robes?
What is with those robes? And what is with this thing?
Who's wears that?
What are you, Jerry Seinfeld?
What is with this thing?
What's with this thing? What's with people? Why do they walk?
What is it? What is it?
What's with
what is it with the fact that he believes that, like, he was...
Can I just say, he was just stand up at Walk Derby.
Yes, I'd love to see that. I'd pay money for that.
Support our campaign to get Abe to do stand-up.
Yep. Yeah, which is Abe. Abe does stand up at warblackforest.org.
Yes, and partridge in a pear tree.
And a partridge in a pear tree. Now, so you're talking about China.
I report
on
the Chinese are currently blaming the Dalai Lama.
Yep.
This is a man of peace.
Yes,
they're blaming a man of peace for the rights. Now, I'm a little confused. Let me just understand.
They may as well blame George
Bush. You want to get exactly?
Let me just understand the timeline here for a second, okay?
Yep.
Chinese invade Tibet.
Yep.
Kill lots of people.
Millions.
We kill you a very long time.
They do, and then the Tibetans have done nothing since.
Annex their land.
Annex their land.
Make it part of China.
That's right.
Is it just me or is annex not
Annex seems like a weird word. Annex means, to me, push apart. It always means push apart to me. I know it means join too,
yeah,
but it's
occupy and
weird.
Yes.
Well, annex is a little bit of something else, yeah? So you're annexing, yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
I don't know. The last time I built a kit home, it wasn't freaking well called an annex.
Yeah, fair enough.
No.
Sorry. Blame Man of Peace.
See, they're blaming this Man of Peace. And so what they do is the Tibetans don't fight back, so they're now blaming the people who don't fight back for being angry and then beating them up and shooting them.
I know. It's absolutely frightening. And you know what? What I'm annoyed about is there's Rudd, noted Mandarin, as they refer to him, going, oh, look, I don't think there's any real problem with the Olympics. I think it'll be all right. Mm. IOC going, ooh, yeah, let's not do anything about the Olympics, because the Olympics will be a protest in and of itself. Gee, would that have to do with the billions of dollars that the Olympics are worth to both the country and the IOC?
Yes. Nah.
Gutless. Nah. Absolutely gutless.
I'm very much looking forward to the Hollywood campaign, which of course will happen, and watch a whole lot of people start boycotting this Olympics. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a big move on for the US, a big move for the US not to go to this Olympics.
I hope so.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. George Clooney's really rallying his troops in this, and I have a funny feeling they've got a very powerful boycott. In fact, I think more and more you'll see the Chinese being the bad guys in Hollywood films.
Yeah.
Clooney's pissed off. When Clooney's pissed off, one of his hairs is out of place.
Look out.
I know.
Ocean's 14.
And one more of them goes grey.
That's incredible.
He has that distinguished look to him.
Okay, thank you for joining us.
Anyone see my donkey?
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks,
audience. Thank you to the studio
audience. Laugh now.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Awesome. Poor bastards.